going to get too hot before I get around the corner. At any rate, yeah, here I am walking. I have to walk. I want to walk. I need to walk. I have to walk. So, yeah, expect, particularly when the weather is wintry, maybe my morning walk is going to be in the afternoon. My therapist is trying to get me to deal with rigidity. I pride myself on being able to be flexible, and then I'm not. I don't behave in a flexible manner. So, like, morning walk. If I don't get up by 10 o'clock, I can't go. No, not anymore. If I can dig myself out at any point in time, and I haven't done the walk, I'm going to do the walk. I still have to deal with cold weather through the winter. But there was really no reason for me to go out at 17 degrees at 7:30 this morning. Particularly since it's now 40 degrees. It's quite pleasant. And waiting 2 hours or 3 hours, 4 hours, doesn't really make that much difference. The important part is to get out and do the walk. Well, lots of construction going on here. Well, it is Monday. It is work day. I've got to get some work done today, too. I think I'm really close to the end of this book. I've been pecking away at it. So I ran out of the series that I was reading from Deanna Chase. Went back to Melissa Foster. I was looking around for something good in the way of science fiction, but I think I've read everything that's currently out there. Except I haven't. There's a couple of people that I don't read that I try to read before and I can't do it. It's like, somebody who's really actually quite good, but I lost patience with, was Christopher Nuttall. He's really, really quite good. He's gotten much better now since he's actually got decent covers. Back in the old days, 4 or 5 years ago, he didn't have the best covers. And I'm waiting for the new Duchy of Terra from Glenn Stewart, but he's working with Terry Mixon to co-write some stuff. I'm not big on co-writing, co-written stuff. I don't know why. It It's like, I want the author's undiluted voice. I noticed it when I was still reading Triad. I noticed it when Eric Flint would write stuff with another author in the 1632 universe, The Ring of Fire. And it's like, yeah, this is good, but it's not Eric Flint. It's not whoever the other author is either. Probably it's some combination of the two. Makes me a little less enthusiastic, I'd say. So yeah, a collaboration between Glenn Stewart and Terry Mixon isn't likely to get my attention. Not there's anything wrong with Terry Mixon, it's just... just not happening. Speaking of not happening, Patreon has what's going around in the back channels these days amongst creators is in the last few days, Patreon made some unfortunate changes to the way they are collecting pledges and the fees they're charging for the pledges. So I've always disliked Patreon because I didn't like what authors did once they went on to Patreon. And the truth is, I don't know all the authors who went on to Patreon. I only know the ones who abuse it. So, the difficulty is, first, you have to try to sell your book. You have to try to sell your story. That's one problem. And the way some of authors are addressing that is by going to this micro payment Patreon platform where people can pledge once or twice or an ongoing pledge or whatever. And I support one, exactly one Patreon creator, and it's what is her name? Jessica, I think. Who does How to ADHD. Her videos have been wonderful in terms of helping me come to grips with the science of ADHD, but also some practical ideas of how to cope with ADHD, to deal with the self-perception that comes with ADHD. And between ADHD and depression, a bit of a double hit. But there's part of me that thinks, you know, I think a lot of the depression comes about because of the expectations that I have for myself that are constantly being derailed by the ADHD. So go for months without doing anything and then just climb on board the train and ride it hard. And my desire to be on the train all the time, to keep pushing stories out. I'm getting older. I want to finish some stories. I have a lot more stories I want to tell. Even if I don't know what they are yet, I know there's still stories in there that need to come out. And I'd be pissed if I croak first. I mean, the probability is that I have a lot of factors going in my favor. I have a fairly healthy lifestyle, which is made better if I walk regularly. I'm just saying. Get ready to say it with me, by the way. One post. There we go. So yeah, I support her. It turns out that her partner in crime is somebody I know. which just makes it even funnier that in this whole wide world of the internet, I run across Edward again. And now Edward and Jessica are married, which just tickles me to death. I don't know why. Anyway, so yeah, she's the only one that I support. Because I just, it's like, no, I'm not gonna pledge $1 a month. And I don't get enough of your content to be worth $5 a month. At least not to me. I'm happy to buy your goods, put them for sale. I will buy your goods. That was a UPS truck. And I'll buy your goods. I'll buy the stuff I like to get from you, and I'll buy it in the marketplace. But what they've done is that they've changed the way... It used to be that the fees came out of the creator's cut. So if you pledged some amount, that's what you paid. And then Patreon and the creator would arm wrestle for how much went to whom. And it was good. But they've changed it. And ostensibly they've changed it because they want the creators to have a more reliable income. So if I pledge $5, the creator gets $5. And the fees come out of me. So if I pledge $5, I wind up spending $5 plus 35 cents plus 2.9%. So it works out to be $5.50-ish. So if I pledge $5, then I pay $5.50. Which is okay. I mean, it's basically 10%. 10% that goes to Patreon. But if I pledged $1, it's still 35 cents plus 2.9%, or call it 3%, call it. So 38 cents, nearly 40 cents out of $1. So instead of paying $1, I pay $1.40. And that's, you know, for people who play the small amounts for many creators game, that's a bit much. So if you support 35 creators at $1 a month, then your $35 is now closer to 50. And that's untenable. That's untenable. So what's had to happen over the last few days is that people have killed their pledges. They've stopped pledging $1 a month. So many $1 a month people have climbed off the Patreon bandwagon. They're not able to support that level of giving, and so they have to choose to support fewer people. And it gets worse for people who pay per post. So, for example, one of the kinds of postings that happen is that you can pledge, like, I think so there are web artists, web cartoonists, who take pledge per post. So if you pledge $1 per post, every time I post new content, you'll owe me $1. And so, yeah, that's cool. So I put up a new cartoon, you're going to pay me $1. Great, 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 wonderful. Except now it's not $1, now it's $1.35. And now if I put up a second cartoon this month, now it's, what did I say, 140, it's now 280 the same month. And it's still 35 points, but 2.9%, 3% per post. So somebody who's really prolific and posts a cartoon a day, somebody who is contributing $30 is now contributing, again, almost $50 for the same amount of content, and they just can't do it. And reducing the amount of content put out doesn't help very much, because then, well, you're not putting out enough content, I can't afford to support you. So, Patreon has, in an effort to, quote, help, unquote, their creators, what they're doing is they're discouraging people from doing what Patreon is built on, which is micropayments across a lot of creators, which is no longer a viable model. So Patreon creators who were working in that model are now finding themselves virtually cut off from their funding. Which is kind of a pain. I feel really bad for them, but I've never liked Patreon because of the way people feel like they have to sell their book and then they have to try to sell the subscriptions to their Patreon. So they're no longer saying buy my book, now they're saying subscribe to me on Patreon. If you'd like to support me on Patreon. No. You can support me, buy my books. When I put a book out, that's when you can support me. That's my model, and I realize it. I'm blaming Patreon for the way people use it, which is, as Ed Newton pointed out to me the other day, not exactly fair to Patreon. Because there isn't anything that says you have to do it that way. And How to ADHD does not do it that way, although they do have at the end of each of their videos, you can support us by on Patreon. But it's just a little blurb at the end. They put a link on the videos, it links you to the Patreon page. So that's cool. I mean, it's okay, that's pretty low key. And you sort of have to do something to get people to find your Patreon page and subscribe. But that's been sort of on my mind. This crowdsourcing thing, this micropayments thing has been... it's been developing for a while. As an ideal, Patreon's ideal is actually pretty good. The problem is in their execution. So if you pledge per post, and you wind up paying per post, instead of paying a total amount at the end of the month, that would make it much easier. It still isn't going to solve the problem of people who pay a buck a month for a wide number, because having to pay that 35 cents plus three really takes the amount of expense and jacks it up if you're doing more than one or two people. Percentage is linear, but the problem is that the extra hit is multiplied by the number of people you have. So in raw numbers, it's easy to get outside of somebody's budget threshold. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.